T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, the great Tom Withers from the Associated Press. What's up, man?
Chris, how are you, bro?
Buddy, busy time in sports. I mean, even though sports aren't happening, they are happening.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for this. After 3 months of virtually zero activity, we're ramping up at record pace. So, yeah, we've had a little bit of a busy day with the Indians. We've been successively talking to players and Chris Antonetti and Terry Francona today. So, yeah, baseball's ramping back up, and at least it feels a little bit normal for a change.
So what's the vibe that you get from the tribe at this point?
Yeah, so there's still a little bit of trepidation, I'll be honest. I mean, I think everybody feels really good, Chris, about, you know, baseball returning in any form at this point. And they had their first, you know, what we'll call a full team workout today at Progressive Field. And some of the guys talked about just how good it was to hear the ball hit the mitt and the bat hit the ball and the sounds echoing throughout the ballpark and things like that. But I think everybody also is understanding there are a lot bigger things going on right now outside of the confines of Progressive Field, that the virus is still rampant, that they know that if they're going to pull this off, there really is going to have to be some accountability amongst the players, that they're going to have to abide by the guidelines that the MLB and the CDC and everybody else has kind of put out in terms of social distancing and just doing the right thing. And I think that's what one of the takeaways for me today was. Tyler Naquin said that those exact words, that if we're going to do this, if we're going to pull this off, we have to respect each other and respect what they want us to do.
All right, so you mentioned being able to pull this off. The NBA is trying it. Major League Baseball is going to try it. It seems like the NFL is going to try it as well. Soccer is working. Korean baseball is working. Golf is working. Those are different situations, obviously. Those are different games. So do you have concerns that baseball can actually pull this off?
I do, Chris, only from the standpoint that you worry about what, you know, as I mentioned earlier, what behaviors then could lead to either an outbreak within a team. If the numbers continue to rise in certain cities, if people aren't going to wear their masks, if people aren't going to social distance, we're going to continue to see these numbers go up. So I think that's what concerns me more than anything else. You know, I tried to ask Terry Francona that exact question today, and he really didn't have a good answer for me. He said, you know, that there are a lot of big hurdles and a lot of big obstacles still ahead. I think, Chris, they're going to need some luck along the way as well. I think, fortunately for the Indians, there's only been one player test positive so far, Delino DeShields. But, you know, baseball is going to try to do this a little bit differently than the NBA is. They're going to allow these teams to travel. Then that's going to be upon the players, again, to you know, abide by whatever each team comes up with. The MLB and MLBPA have decided to come up with a code of conduct from each team that players are going to sign, and the guys are going to have to adhere to. Otherwise, this ain't going to happen.
Tom Withers from the Associated Press joining on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's Chris Fedor with you on 92.3 The Fan. How about for the Indians and their chances in a sixth season? Do you get the sense that they feel good about them?
Yeah, I do. Chris, they do seem to be a team that's, you know, if any team's going to have an advantage, it might be one that's strong starting pitching staff, and clearly the Indians have that. You know, in guys like Lindor and Ramirez, you have players who can, you know, essentially carry an offense. And Terry Francona, you have obviously one of the best managers in baseball, if not the best. I was interested to hear today too that, you know, Francona said guys are really buying into this, that they're really getting great cooperation from the team in terms of these guidelines and what they're going to have to do over the next couple of months if baseball is going to pull this off. So, you know, it's going to be the team, Chris, that handles this better than the others, right? Obviously you're going to have to figure out a way to avoid a 4 or 5 game losing streak that could really be devastating. And I thought the way Tito kind of framed it today, it's that it's the team that finds its rhythm the quickest is going to have the most success. So, you know, who knows? I mean, it's a 60-game sprint, like you said. A lot of things can still happen, but I think I like the Indians' chances only because, you know, the schedule is, from what we know at this point, is going to be favorable. And, again, when you got some big arms like that, and especially if these guys are as healthy as they say to be and as far along in the process as they say they are, then the Indians have as good a chance as anybody of winning this thing.
Tom, they always talk about the Indians in terms of what are they going to do with the roster, additions, subtractions, how comfortable are they going to be if the salary starts going up. They're going from 162 to 60. That means 80-plus home games to around 30. How do you think the circumstances surrounding this season and revenue are going to impact what the Indians ownership group is willing to do with this roster?
That is the million-billion-dollar question, if you will. It's really hard to say, Chris. I mean, I think it's easy to talk about some of those things right now, but until we kind of get through whatever this season is going to be, and again, where there's still no guarantee there's even going to be games played at this point.
Right.
And this is literally an hour-to-hour, day-by-day, week-to-week thing right now. But, you know, clearly, you know, it's very well documented, and everyone here in Cleveland knows the financial constraints by which this organization has had to operate for years now. And that was before we had a global pandemic. That was before you had a season in which you might not have the turnstiles move at all and get any of that influx of revenue from ticket sales, from merchandise sales, from all of that. So, you know, it's a devastating blow for a franchise like the Indians and like the Oakland Athletics and the Tampa Bay Rays and some of those other smaller to mid-market to smaller market size franchises that have had a tough time competing in baseball to begin with. So it's going to be interesting to see how this evolves going forward, Chris, whether or not, you know, the Dolans take a real strong look at, you know, potentially outside buyers. So many uncertain variables, you know, as we speak right today.
Where do you stand when it comes to the future of Lindor?
You know, that's another one that obviously has taken on an entirely different
sure
look
has.
Now that you've come into a 60-game season, right? I mean, you would think at some point, and I know at some point, they've had to really strongly consider moving him. Now, you got to look at, you know, what does the market look like for him now? You know, how has, you know, last year at this time, we were all talking about, you know, the Indians are never going to be able to afford a $350 million to $400 million, the Trouts and the Maldonados and, you know, players of that ilk we're getting. Well, I'm not sure if those kind of contracts are going to exist anymore, given what baseball could look like once this pandemic is over. So, and then if you're another organization that Lindor's trail, you know, what prospects are you willing to give up at this point, given the fact that some of them may not even play baseball this year? So, again, I don't know. I think, Chris, if the season is able to get underway, and if you are the Indians and you think you have a reasonable chance of winning this thing, then I think you hold on to him, because I think because of all those uncertainties that we've talked about, you've got to look at this upcoming winter and off season as maybe, you know, the best time to move him, that there may be more teams that are interested. So, again, just I wish I could give you a definitive. I kind of go back and forth on that whole, you know, the Lindor situation, I think, like everybody else does, and almost on a monthly basis.
The other thing that I was thinking about, Tom, is, look, at the center of a Lindor trade, it's going to be prospects. Everybody understands that.
100%, right.
But are teams like the Indians in that situation less willing to take on prospects because the developmental possibilities for those guys are going to be different without minor league baseball in the number of reps they get, a number of playing time they get, are they going to be less willing to take those guys on because they're not going to develop the same way that they used to?
Yeah, 100% correct, which is why, you know, everybody's taking such a close look at, you know, the 60 players that have been invited by these teams to, you know, their respective summer camps, if you will. So, again, Chris, I think people kind of maybe not necessarily overlook it, but maybe minimize the blow that the cancellation of minor league baseball had the other day, to your point about player development, and more broadly about what that's going to mean to organizations and communities around the United States. I mean, for a lot of communities, I don't have to tell you, Chris, minor league baseball is the lifeblood.
Yes.
And I think, you know, you could also correlate that to then what we're going to be facing here in Ohio down the road, which is, you know, Friday night high school football and what that means to communities and how it's such an intrinsic part of the fabric of so many places, that to have that taken away by something like this is something that I don't think we've kind of underreported at this point, only because we don't know exactly what that blow is going to be like down the road. And I think that's true for just about everything we've experienced over the last 3 months. You know, it's hard, and you got to swallow hard and take the blow when it happens, but then you got to think about the repercussions down the line, and that holds true for baseball and it's about everything else we're living with right now.
Tom, how do you summarize the importance of getting Carlos Carrasco back the way that he was before the leukemia scare?
You know, what a great, Chris. I mean, it was a great, you know, last year, just, you know, so heartwarming when you thought about, you know, what, you know, that a year ago, right around this time, was when he was having to tell his teammates that he'd been diagnosed with leukemia. And we wondered that if we would ever see Carlos Carrasco pitch again. And then, you know, the moment at the All-Star game where he came out and really kind of, you know, lifted everyone's spirits. And then we see him back on the mound at the end of last year, then pitching in a relief role. So I think it's a wonderful story on so many levels. You know, that was one of the things that we talked to him about today and about his teammates, you know, the risks that he's taking now in coming back, you know, with a compromised immune system, having dealt with, you know, battling this disease. So he said everything is fine, that he's gotten medical clearance from the team doctors, that he's, you know, he's talked to his family about it and he's willing to go forward. So I think for the Indians, from, you know, both a physical, if you will, standpoint, and adding that arm to your rotation, and then just the emotional lift that just having Carlos around, you know, that's the story I'm going to be writing today, that, you know, not even a mask can hide the smile that Carlos Carrasco has right now, because, you know, he's back on the mound. I thought it was, and I didn't know this. I didn't follow his instinct recently, where I guess he built a pitcher's mound basically in his front yard in Florida. I mean, this is a guy that has been so committed at every level in getting back to baseball. And again, I think it's just, you know, it's great to have baseball back, but it's even bigger to have Carlos Carrasco back on the mound for the Tribe.
Tom, great stuff, man. I appreciate you joining me as always. Stay safe, stay healthy, enjoy 4th of July weekend, bud.
Same to you and yours, buddy. See you soon.
All right, there he is, Tom Withers, the great Tom Withers from the Associated Press, joining on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.